Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on a lot of life's logistics, like planning and wellness, along with some fun things like skincare and reading, and overall, we just throw in a whole lot of life. Around here, we know that life is messy, but we're just doing our best to learn how to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, Katie and I are having a very real conversation about how we have done on the Take Care of Yourself Like a Grown Lady challenge this fall. I'm just going to go ahead and give you a spoiler alert that Katie did a whole lot better than I did. But, you know, it's been a learning opportunity, and I am not giving up. Just because things haven't gone exactly the way that I had hoped they would, we are actually doing an update, kind of a leveling up of this challenge, heading into the next 5 weeks up to Thanksgiving. I know it's crazy to think it's that far away. It's only 5 weeks to Thanksgiving, but we are continuing to think about how we can be taking care of ourselves better, how we can be taking our wellness into account, what simple things can we do, what more mindful things can we do to really make sure that we are taking care of ourselves well. We are talking about this a lot over in Patreon and the newsletter right now as well. You can get to Patreon at patreon.com/livewelltogether if you want to become a part of that community. Get in on those daily live videos that I do where we have a ton of interaction and we really talk about things. And we just bring a lot of information to the table over there on Patreon. But we also have a lot going on in the newsletter. I'm releasing a beginning of the week planning newsletter each week. And sometimes it's planning for wellness. It's planning for how we can take care of ourselves better. So I would love to have you come join us in both of those places, patreon.com/livewelltogether to get into Patreon, or you can join the newsletter at mackenziecoppa.com/news. You'll get all of the latest of what's going on, which, can I just say, I've finally been getting on top of it, and I've released some stuff to YouTube. I've been talking about doing this for too long, but I have a really fun new video out all about power sheets this week. I would love to have you come watch it. Tell me what you think. What kinds of stuff would you like to see over on YouTube? Find me at youtube.com/MackenzieCoppa. All right. That was a lot of links that I just threw at you. Of course, you can find them all in the show notes if you're interested in any of those things, YouTube, the newsletter, Patreon, all the good stuff. But without further ado, let's dive into this conversation with Katie, where we get real about the Take Care of Yourself Like a Grown Lady challenge, and we talk about what's next. Welcome back, Katie.
Hi.
It feels like every time I have you back on, I'm like, it feels like it's been forever. I know it hasn't been that long, but I think it might've been the last time that you came on for the challenge episode. I don't know. No, we had our favorites episode. I take that back. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
I know, which is really indicative of a lot of what I'm going to talk about today. Like, wait, what day is it? Where am I? So
what is this?
Yes. Am I a podcaster? So we are going to be talking today about the challenge that we issued last month. That was like a 5-week challenge. We had these 8 different points. There's a guide that you can access. If you go to mackenziecoppa.com/news, you can subscribe to the newsletter and get that as a freebie. And it walked you through these 8 different areas of getting ready, drinking water, taking supplements, planning and prepping your meals, moving your body, reading fiction and nonfiction, having a before bed routine, and getting enough sleep.
Yep.
So we are going to talk about how we've done for the past 5 weeks. And then also we're kind of going to like reissue the challenge. Now that we've been doing it, we've seen what's worked, what hasn't. We are going to be customizing it more to ourselves and encouraging all of you to be customizing it to yourself too. And kind of looking back over things and seeing what you really need. I think especially now that we're like good and into the school year, you can really have a better idea of what your life looks like, how much time you have, what needs you really have, what needs other people in your family really have, what is working, what isn't. Yeah. So, Katie, how have the last 5 weeks gone for you?
Well, I would say one major thing that I learned is the value of consistency. And I've always thought of myself as a pretty consistent person, but like being kind of held to, no, I'm just going to do this every day. I'm not going to do this mostly. I'm going to do this like always. And I feel like I've learned some really good things. For instance, it was too much water.
Yeah.
It was too much water for one person. And maybe some of you listening knew that, but I really had to learn that the hard way, that I never was able to completely hit 1 gallon, and I would get close, but I really didn't feel well. Like I felt kind of, and it was just too much. So I have backed that number off to like 96 ounces a day. Mm-hmm. That I can do. That is manageable, that I can attain. I feel good. But the gallon, that was too much. So I learned that by trying so hard to consistently hit that really that wasn't good for my body.
Well, and really, I've been doing more reading and research about water and biohacking and all kinds of things, which probably isn't a surprise to anybody, but really hearing so much more of like, if you're just drinking straight water, how it can flush so many of those vital like minerals and nutrients just right out of your system. Yes. And you're kind of like working against yourself. And so like, for more than me just drinking more water, I've been a lot more aware of, am I getting enough electrolytes and all of that kind of thing in conjunction with it, instead of just, I need to be drinking more water.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally agreed. And I feel like that was definitely one that I needed to be consistent in to see, okay, this is not working. This one is not what I thought it would be. But the other ones, I mean, I think I have consistently done the other things, especially my supplements. I have been sticking to the supplements that I decided to stick to 5 weeks ago, or it was a little more than that. And I think especially when it comes to like supplements, it takes a while for you to feel the effects, like your body. And so I think I veer, because I feel like after 3 or 4, like, oh, it's not working. Part of the problem might be I'm not taking it consistently. And so then that's not a fair measure, but also I think you need to do it longer. I think you need almost a full 2 months to really see where your body is depleted and how it's being built back up. And so I think just sticking to it, and I have ones that I have been taking morning and night. So that's twice a day consistency. And I feel extremely proud of myself. Like nothing else, I have done this. I have not missed a day. I've done this. And then once you haven't missed a day, then there's almost this added pressure of like, and I'm not going to, I can't put this up. I've got to keep going with this. But I'm starting to now really be able to tell some positive differences. And I really think I would have dropped these maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago if I hadn't had the challenge and hadn't forced myself to just see it through for the sake of just being consistent and seeing it through. So I'm really glad I'm over that hump when it comes to the supplements. And I've changed some things with my going to bed routine and sleep, and I'm sleeping. There was a period in the middle there of this 5 weeks where I was really not sleeping well, but I stuck to the routine. And I adjusted when I take some things that I take in, and it's definitely helped.
Oh, good.
I feel like that has also been a benefit, that I've really made sleep more of a priority, and not.
And you really claimed back your evenings, which was probably a big part of it, right?
Exactly. I have to back that up. I've got to start the whole going to bed routine much earlier. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a wind down, frankly. Like, I need to start reading at a certain time if I want to be asleep at a certain time.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of nice to make that a little bit more of a priority, because in the evening time, I can check out a little bit more. Nobody really needs me. Dinner's done, dishes are done, kids are on, you know, that really is a good time for me to prioritize. I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to get my pajamas on. I'm going to start this whole wind down procedure so that I sleep well for my family. Mm-hmm. And that I'm teaching the next day. Like, it needs to be more of a priority than it has been. So I've kind of learned a lot there, and even getting the permission to do that. Like, I had to talk to my husband about, like, you've got to tell me it's okay to go. I'm not going to just go. Like, I actually need some verbal something that says, hey, why don't you go do this? We're good.
Yeah.
And yeah. To me, I couldn't create that. Like, he really has to give me cues or a signal that it's okay. So now that he knows
that too in you, because you just always want to be there for everybody and you want to help everybody and you have trouble taking care of yourself.
It's really annoying because I want to, and I can get so resentful if nobody else seems to know that around me until I actually just express, hey, you know what would really help me out is if you just, we're good.
Yeah.
And that's very easy for him to do. And it really helps me out. So I've had to get a little more proactive on my behalf these last 5 weeks. And because of the challenge, especially, I felt that pressure of like, I've got to figure this out. And so I have, and that's working really well. So I'm liking that. And because of that earlier kind of transition time, I've been reading so much more, and I love that that's like part of my sort of wind down time. And I'm reading in my room versus like out in the living room. It's just nice. Like, I've got my own, like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes that are completely alone. I've done everything I need to do for the day. My teeth are brushed, my face is washed. And it's like just a little solace where I'm just reading. And then, so I've really enjoyed that. Movement. I still am struggling with this. I call it, and all my family calls it, that stupid knee. Mom, that stupid knee. And I'm like, I know, stupid knee. So I guess I say that a lot. But I'm still struggling with that. But I've just set a much smaller goal. Instead of 10,000 steps a day, I'm shooting for 1,500. And then I'm shooting for like 1,800. Week by week, I've increased it 300. And it is slow and it's kind of maddening, but also it's attainable. Yeah. So at least I'm moving this much per day. At least there's that. And I'm just going to be glad that it's consistent and I don't have days with very little mobility. There's at least this baseline. So that's been good. What else is there? Did I hit all those 8 points?
I'm looking at them, planning and prepping meals.
Yeah.
Do you talk specifically about that?
Yeah. So because I'm taking supplements in the morning, I have to eat. I can't take an empty stomach. It just makes me super nauseous.
Yeah.
So I've had to really rework that whole eating situation because I previously done some intermittent fasting and I love that, but it's just not how I can live right now. So I had to really think through, okay, what can give me protein and what I need to process these vitamins, but isn't like a huge breakfast, but will work. And so it's the same thing every day. And I love that. It's brainless. I just grab my crackers and my string cheese, and then that's what I eat and I'm done. And so that takes a little bit of organization. I have to make sure I'm ordering those things and I have those things on hand and nobody else is eating them, which is a big deal in my house that like I put a note on them that said, Mom's.
Yeah.
And I have to protect it because otherwise stuff just like totally disappears. So that's been kind of nice. I've advocated for myself that way and made it just as much a priority as I would for my boys who have to eat a certain amount of caloric intake for their sports or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's important, but this is also important. So it's been good to bring that to the front burner.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely agree. Ladies, do you know what I think is like the worst thing to try to make in a bad pan? Eggs. Because I don't want eggs to stick. I just want to be able to make them. I don't want half of them wasted, stuck to the pan. And then moreover, you know what else I don't want in my eggs is a bunch of toxic chemicals if I am using a non-stick pan that everything is just like leaching into my food. I wanted to ditch all of those things. And last year I found Caraway Home and I have loved them ever since. It is like a miracle to have a pan that is not only non-stick because it's got an amazing chemical-free ceramic coating so food can be prepped without sticking. and just really causing a lot of issues, but it also allows me to have peace of mind that there's no hard to pronounce compounds that are leaching into my healthy ingredients. Caraway Home allows you to ditch the toxic chemicals with their nonstick cookware and bakeware collections so you can make healthier cooking a piece of cake. Caraway has truly revolutionized my in-kitchen experience because I don't normally really enjoy cooking, but knowing that I have good, healthy, helpful tools really does just make such a difference. It makes me dread the job just a little bit less, which is sometimes really what I'm looking for. Plus, all of Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenware are designed for the modern home, which I also love. They are beautiful. I have the cream set. They look so pretty in my kitchen, and that means a lot to me. And then they also have all sets coming equipped with easy access storage solutions so that there's no stacking required. Gone are the days of misplacing your lids. It all looks so nice when you're not even using it. They've thought of everything. They have a cookware set, which is a modern and chemical-free iteration of the traditional 16-piece set boiled down to four essentials. A fry pan, a saute pan, I have that one and I love it, a saucepan, and a Dutch oven. I also have the Dutch oven and it is my go-to. They also have a long-awaited Iconics collection that is now here. It is high design, upgraded, featuring two unmistakable classic shades, and they're both dressed up in glossy gold hardware, which is very pretty. I would love to get some of those too. And they also have their bake set, which is an assortment of non-toxic baking essentials, key for every modern kitchen's needs. You guys, it's such an easy decision. Caraway is just the best on the market. Non-toxic, they allow for easy cooking, and they are well-loved by over 25,000 people who have raved about their Caraway kitchens. So visit carawayhome.com/livewell to take advantage of this limited-time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for my listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/livewell or use the code LIVEWELL at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
All right. Well, should we go into how my 5 weeks have gone?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to preface this with some stuff, guys. Okay. So I was really working on prepping this challenge for all of you. I was making the PDF and I was getting all of that planning done and like figuring out how we were going to roll out the podcast and all the things. And then I maybe like didn't have the time to do the planning for myself to make it happen. So that's one of the things. I've also realized that maybe the first week of or first month of the school year isn't the best time for me to take on a big challenge because we're already experiencing so much change and so many other rhythms that we are trying to figure out and see how they're going to run and what's going to work and what's not. And for me to add on this other aspect of it, while also like, I'm trying to level up the business and trying to be more, it was just like, I just got to burnout mode. Like I think my brain just kind of like fried and it's just been trying to juggle too many things at the same time. So while a lot of these things were happening, and I do think that even though it didn't go the way I wanted it to, it wasn't like this flawless 5 weeks where I did all of these things every day. I would say that it gave me more of an overall awareness of these things, even though I wasn't totally on top of them and prepping them and like doing everything. It did give me more of an overall awareness. And there are some things that even though it didn't look perfect, it's more than it was. Like, I definitely think I leveled up a lot of these areas. So I don't want to say it was like a total failure. I think that there were a lot of like improvements or things that I've gotten to help with it, but going into another 5 weeks, I'm like, okay, I need to think a little bit more clearly about this thing or have these things on hand or plan. So, okay, but let's start with the getting ready. This is one area where I do feel like I've made some strides because I did get some clothes, which I think I mentioned on our favorites episode. I got some clothes that I was feeling better about for fall that were a little bit more on trend and, you know, just like stuff that I would actually want to wear, because I was starting to feel really self-conscious. Like, oh my gosh, is no one in the world, no one's wearing skinny jeans. They're out. I've been told by Charlie Goss on Instagram that I look like a weirdo because I'm wearing skinny jeans. I can't put the skinny jeans back on. So I was like, I've got to get different pants. And like, so I did the work to try to get some things that could just be staples that I could feel better about going into fall to even be able to get ready in the first place. So that was one thing. Another thing for getting ready, and I know this might sound silly. I don't know if, did I talk about my new bag?
Yes. The crossbody.
That was on our favorites episode. That one has made a big difference for me to just feel like I can get out the door and I have what I need, but it's not too much and I don't have to overthink it or anything. So all of that, I feel like is I've made some strides on, and I've also given myself grace that not every morning am I going to be able to get ready before I get everyone out the door. Mm-hmm. It might be getting ready after I get back. Because just even having like enough water for everyone to get showers and all that kind of thing, like it just doesn't always happen. And to just give myself the grace that I am tired. Like I'm trying to do that number eight, getting enough sleep thing. And so getting up at 5 to shower and look totally presentable before I'm running people all over town for an hour and a half isn't always reasonable. So I've been giving myself a little bit more of that grace, like seeing how the year is actually playing out. Like I had to have Roman to school by 6:45 this morning. So we had to leave by 6:30, and you know, I'm trying to juggle everybody else. And I realized I'm a better mom when I'm not worrying about trying to get myself ready at the same time as I'm trying to get them ready and make sure that they have everything that they need. So I either have to get up way before them, so I'm totally done getting ready by the time they're getting ready, or I have to do it after they're already at school. So I have to weigh out the pros and cons of that situation and pick when I'm going to get ready and just be okay with that.
Yeah.
So I think that's been a big one, but I do feel like I am getting dressed. It's not like I'm just staying in sweatpants or whatever all day long. Like I am getting dressed, and that does make me feel like I can show up in other ways, like on Instagram or go ahead and film that YouTube video or whatever, so that I'm more able to get my work done. So I think that's been a good thing.
Yeah. That's a victory.
Yeah. As far as the drinking water, I have scaled it back, but not, that's just been more like because I can't pee all the time. I don't have the time to pee all the time.
Yeah.
And so I've scaled it back a little bit, but like I already mentioned, like really trying to focus on getting the electrolytes and getting hydration in a lot of other ways too. So just again, more of that like awareness about it. My supplements, I have been more hit and miss on than I wanted to be. And I think I've been trying out a few different things. I also, since I did the throat care episode last week on the podcast and I put together that whole PDF and everything, and I was looking into the supplements, I was like, you know, I think I really miss some of these Mary Ruth's organic supplements that are like liposomal and I could add to a smoothie. And so I'm kind of thinking of going that direction for a little while and seeing if those would be a good choice and if they like make a difference. And they've got a lot of different ones that they've been innovating a lot over at Mary Ruth's. So I'm kind of excited to check out some of those. So the supplements, yeah, I'm trying to be more on top of, and okay, this is another area where some things fell through the cracks. I ran out of Athletic Greens. And then I was broke and I didn't have the money to buy more yet. And I ran out of Rasa. So like both of those have become really big staples in my supplement game and like taking care of myself. And I was so bummed about my Rasa because I was really, I mean, I drink it every morning in my coffee. And then you gave me a couple of tablespoons of Bold and I have like stretched it out to make it work all week long. And it's really been one of those things where I was like, okay, yeah, no, I love having this in my coffee every morning. It does make me feel different. This is a vital part of my supplement routine. I need to get more Rasa because that is a thing. And the Athletic Greens, it's such an easy one to either drink it on its own or when I put it in a smoothie and I feel like I'm just like really super packing that smoothie with a bunch of stuff. I know I feel better. It helps my fiber. I feel like it's like helping flush things through my liver and all of that to hopefully be getting my hormones in better check. And part of, okay, this is all so complicated. I feel like I have a lot of excuses, but hot boyfriend decided to try to go keto and I tried to go keto to support him, even though I didn't feel like keto was the best thing for my body as a woman. And so I was like trying to do it with him. And so then I wasn't doing my smoothies. So I wasn't like getting all the other nutrients that I tried to get in my smoothies. And then we both fell off the keto bandwagon. I did not jump ship until he did because I was trying to be supportive. But that whole thing, like that was like a whole, you know, this week just got kind of derailed by that where I was like, well, I'm not even doing the stuff that I would normally plan and prep for with like the smoothies and everything because I'm trying to do this to make him feel like he's not doing it alone. And he was like, that's so dumb that you, what do you want me to like break your knee too? So that you can sympathize with that. Cause he like tore his ACL and his all this stuff in his knee. And I was like, well, no, but I was just trying to do what I could and like be supportive. So anyway, I feel like now it's like, okay, no, I know what I need to do. I know what I want to do. Have my coffee in the morning with my Rasa because I love that and I am getting nourishment from it and I want to do my smoothie and put my Athletic Greens in there and my flaxseed and my collagen and like all of my things to like power pack that smoothie. And then I did get a new protein shake that I actually really like. And that's saying something because protein shakes, I feel like for the most part are not very good. But Truvani, I finally tried. It's made by the Food Babe. Okay. And so it's like super clean. Like she will go into a grocery store and flip around, you know, packages of stuff and show you everything in it that is terrible for you so that, you know, you feel like you can't ever buy anything ever again. But she does have some product lines that she's been coming out with and some suggestions. And one of them is her collagen or her, I think she has a collagen line too, but her protein shakes and they're the Truvani. They're totally clean. They've got a bunch of great stuff in them. And so I've been doing that. And for me, I just like, I don't normally eat too much during the day, but if I can get in my coffee, which I pack with a bunch of stuff with, that has the Rasa in it, and then a smoothie that I power pack, and then that Truvani protein shake, I feel like that gives me like a really good basis for my day and keeps up my energy when I'm just like staying on top of it. So those are the things as I'm going into this next 5 weeks, I'm like, okay, I need to be on top of those things again, because I think those are working for me. Ladies, today is the day that this podcast releases. October 12th is the day that Power Sheets for 2023 go on sale. I'm so excited because I love Power Sheets. They are so beautiful as always, and they're so thoughtfully designed and tweaked from the last year. I was able to get my hands on mine a little bit early this year, which has been so fun to really dig in there and see what they've changed, what they've honed in even more to make these Power Sheets more effective and useful for our planning and our goals and our everyday lives. I have used Power Sheets for I think 5 years now, and I only skipped 1 year, and I really really regretted it because I love being able to compare from year to year, see the growth in things and the way things have changed, and really kind of have this record to go back to and see exactly where things were and how I want to continue making things better, how I want to continue living well anyway. And I love being able to see from year to year how that changes and what that looks like. And Power Sheets have been a great place for me to be able to do that. As most of you know, I love digital planning. I love Trello. I love Google Calendar, all those kinds of places to run my everyday life. But when I'm getting into those visionary steps and wanting to look at the year ahead or the month ahead or the quarter ahead, Power Sheets is where I come back to time and time again. Now, I know that a lot of people get hung up on the follow through on Power Sheets. Sometimes they get started at the beginning of the year and they get excited, but then they kind of fizzle out throughout the year. So with that in mind, I decided that in the Live Well Anyway Facebook group, just the general Facebook group, we are going to do Power Sheets together this year. We are going to have a once a month check-in where I do a live and we get in there and we talk about the Power Sheets. We're going to have some accountability posts throughout the year so that you can make sure that you're staying on top of it. I'm going to talk more specifically about how I use them because I don't even necessarily use Power Sheets maybe the way that they were intended. I don't really focus on that tending list that they have. I really focus on a lot of the other properties that are in those Power Sheets that help me to be effective because I use tending lists in other ways, in Trello and Google Calendar and those kinds of places. But I do really like Power Sheets for a lot of other things. And I want to show you guys how I use those, get us all together using our Power Sheets more effectively throughout the year. So I thought we could do it together over in the Live Well Anyway Facebook group. So if you want to do that, if you want to join us and have these Power Sheets to help you hone in on your goals for 2023 and have this record to look back on and be able to be reflective about things as well as looking forward, then you can get your Power Sheets at mackenziekappa.com/Power Sheets today. They are live and available, and a lot of years they sell out of particular colors quickly. So you want to get in there and get your first choice before they are gone. They do typically sell out. So head over to mackenziekappa.com/Power Sheets to get yours today. They're live today. And then if you come over and you join our Facebook group, then you can participate in all the group activities that we are going to be doing together and staying on top of using your Power Sheets all throughout the year. So again, check those out at mackenziekappa.com/Power Sheets. Come join the Live Well Anyway Facebook group. We would love to have you. It's going to be a good time.
It really sounds like the last 5 weeks you've done some deep research.
I have been doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. Like, and noticing like, okay, this is what's really important. This, you know, like those kind of things so that in the next 5 weeks, I think you're really ready. You've really given yourself a little bit of grace and some time, and you figured some stuff out. And now you know where you want to hone in, and you know it's important, and you know what your body needs. And that's worth a lot, you know.
Yeah.
It may not look the way that you wanted the last 5 weeks to look. I think you've done some good solid work there. And I'm going to be joining you with the Athletic Greens and the Rasa in this next like level up. I love the Rasa. I can't say enough about it. I love it so much. And I've tried the Bold and I've tried the Dirty, and now I'm going to try them all, and the creamer and the mushrooms. And like, I'm just really excited to just, I'm really enjoying that. That's huge.
Yeah. And I just got paid. So I feel like I can actually go and like restock my Rasa and get it all back in again. And I was actually talking about it on Patreon the other day. We did a whole deep dive on what I'm loving about Rasa and my favorites from Rasa. And we went on the website during the live and I was showing people some different things. And I didn't even realize this, but under their Learn tab, they have this whole like 26 page long PDF. Yes.
Read it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's all about adaptogens and like how people are trying, because I think that Rasa is really transparent about all of their information. And so they talk about like how different companies are trying to pull the wool over your eyes with what they're saying about their adaptogens, and they go into what adaptogens are and what they can do for you. And like, I mean, it is in depth. Plus it has a lot of personality, which is fun. But I love not just the drinks, but the company and the, like, the cleanliness of the products. And like, it's just, yeah, it's so good. So good.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. I think I'm 1 week in. And I really can tell a difference in digestion, in sleep, in just energy without that jittery feel.
Yeah.
But true energy, like not that 2 p.m. kind of slump or 3 p.m. Not a slump then, just feeling pretty sustained. I really like it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely good. And there's so many different versions, and yeah. I love me some Rasa. I'm so glad that you love it too. And then, so you decided to do athletic greens too.
I did. Yeah. I was trying a different greens powder and really think that athletic greens is going to be a great, well, I like how it blends so smoothly. The one that I've been using doesn't blend as smoothly, and it's gross. Want to do it. I'm doing it like I have to do it, but I think it could be nice to enjoy it more. So I'm excited to try it. And, I know what I was going to say, that I've been focusing on like hormonal health with my supplements, and just because if you start going down that rabbit trail of supplementing and what your body needs, there are so many areas that you can tackle, from like prebiotics and probiotics and hormonal health and just a multivitamin in general. And like, there's just all these different areas. And that's why for this 5 weeks, I was like, I'm just tackling this. I'm going to focus. Yeah. I'm going to see this all the way through, and then I'll start adding it. So this is my leveling up, is like, okay, I know that I need more whole foods, and greens would be a great way to get it. I'm going to add this in. I'm going to add the Rasa in. Those might be the only two supplementing things I think
but by doing the athletic greens, you're not just getting the greens. You're also getting the minerals that they have in there, and the prebiotics and the probiotics and other adaptogens. So it's like, it's packed with so much stuff too.
It's awesome. I am just really falling in love with adaptogens. I think they're the coolest. I just don't feel like I knew very much about them. And I've really enjoyed learning about them and trying them out, and just feeling like it's like this little personalized, you know, what your body needs. Do you need to lower your cortisol? Do you need to amp it up? Like, what do you need? Let's get in there and fix it. Like, I just love that it's a powerhouse and personalized. So I'm really,
and it builds on itself. The more you take it, the better your body gets at using it. And And I'm going to have Kiel link in our show notes. If you guys want to go back and listen to Lopa, who is the founder of Rasa, I had her on last winter talking about what adaptogens are and how they work. So if you want more information, you can go back and listen to that episode of the podcast. But that even going on and reading that thing on the Rasa website, it's just, there's so much good stuff. You can go to mackenziekappa.com/Rasa. To get there and find it. But I'm actually considering, I'm going to see if I can get Roman to do it, but he's been having like a lot of stomach issues and just not feeling that great. And I'm considering trying to get him on athletic greens.
Yeah.
And maybe even incorporating some adaptogens for him, and like seeing if it can help sort of adjust his system and how he's been feeling.
Yeah. I definitely have that. Like my husband, my kids, like I, it just seems like it's such a good thing. Mm-hmm. And they all will drink whatever, you know, they're just huge. They take in a lot of calories with milk or with like just drinking protein shakes, and like, oh my gosh, they're just always taking it in that way. So I feel like it's an easy adjustment to just add into what they're already doing.
Yep. Yeah. I've been, even with the girls, I've been adding greens into like a greens powder into their smoothies that we've been making in the morning. They've been getting collagen and the greens, and I'll even put like hemp in there and different stuff. And it's like, they just think it's, you know, a yummy berry smoothie, but I'm able to pack it with so much stuff as they're getting out the door in the morning, that's been really nice too.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, if you've been following me on Instagram, then you know I've been trying to update my wardrobe a little bit, get on board with some of these new trends that can be a little bit hard to come on board with because they really remind me of middle school and high school. And so I'm trying to bring them into my late 30s and not look like a fool. But one of the ways that is really helping me to do that and to feel really comfortable in the clothes that I'm wearing is taking into account my results from my Color Guru consultation as I'm doing my shopping. I got to do this late last winter and it was a game changer. It was so much fun to see exactly what colors work well with my skin tone. It has helped inform my decisions about the makeup that I wear and the different color palettes that I'm putting on. They even helped me to figure out what metals work best on me. It has been so much fun to be able to utilize those results. I have little cards that I can take with me when I'm going shopping, or I can compare to the things that I'm buying online that have all of the different colors. Some of them I wouldn't have even really expected would have worked well with my skin tone, and they totally do. And I just love knowing that when I buy things in that color palette, I can feel really confident that they're going to look good on me. It's not going to make me look washed out. It's going to make me appear vibrant, especially as we're heading into fall. And I think sometimes we can all get sucked into this collective color palette that we think is going to look good on all of us. But newsflash, we don't all look fabulous in mustard yellow. It's just not a color for everyone, including myself. And so I love knowing that I can pick from these colors that are going to work well for me. I can customize my fall wardrobe and feel really confident and good with everything that I'm buying. And I want you guys to have that same experience as well. It is so much fun. You send in some pictures. They give you a whole workup and a whole thing about how you can customize your look. They even have a hair guru, Allie, who I had on the podcast also last spring, who will tell you the best color and cut that is going to work for you and your face shape and all of the things. They're really going to help you to feel more confident in your own skin. So head over to yourcolorguru.com and you can use the code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. This is such a valuable service and it is so much fun. If you want to feel more confident about the wardrobe choices that you are making this fall, then this is an experience you definitely want to have. So go over to yourcolorguru.com and use that code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. Tell them I sent you. You're gonna have a blast and let me know how it goes. Okay, moving my body, it wasn't perfect, but I have done it more. I think I'm finding those little pockets of time in the afternoons and evenings where I'm able to run over and get on the elliptical at Nick's house, which has been really good. Like just purposing, like on Mondays, I'll take Emerson to dance and drop her off and I will have on my workout gear before I go take her. And then when I come back, I'll just get right on the elliptical and like doing little things like that where I'm purposing, making the time to do it. And I want to incorporate like more stretching and yoga and that sort of thing too. But I just had to kind of give myself a break and say, like, even if I'm doing this, like just doing the elliptical, that's something. It's better than nothing. And even if I only get like one day, I was trying to get on there. And then I only had 20 minutes before I had to go pick Emerson up again. And I could have just been like, well, I wanted to at least get 25 or whatever. But I was like, no, I'm going to do what I can. Like it's better than nothing. So,
well, and you did 3 miles.
Well, yeah,
that's a lot in 20 minutes. I think that's great. I always shoot for 30 because then it counts as a workout on my Apple Watch. Oh. I'm always like, oh, I can do 30 if I'm at like, yeah. 20, like, oh, I just have to go 10 more and then it counts.
Yeah. Well, I was like, well, I can't get off of this thing. If it doesn't at least say 3 miles, I will be embarrassed. So I have to do more than that.
But that's really good. Three miles in 20 minutes is good.
Yeah. The 3 miles though, you also have to remember I'm just like stupid competitive. And so I kick it into high gear because I'm so like, I'm not even competing with anyone. I'm not even trying to like tell anyone about it, but I have to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my pace right now is so slow. Yeah. That sounds like flying.
Well, but it's also on the elliptical. I could not do that running. Like there's no way. I don't even think I could do that on a treadmill. But well, on the elliptical, it's totally different.
Yeah, but you've still conquered 3 miles in 20
minutes. Yes.
Whatever way you got there is your business.
Whatever way I got there. Although it's not nearly as fun because I don't have the fun things to watch that I did in the summer. And so
makes it go quicker. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say I have been watching things lately, which is maybe taken away from me doing the reading of the nonfiction, which I had really wanted to get going. And I just didn't. I'm very diligent about my fiction, but I have not been as good about my nonfiction. And part of that is maybe I was watching Handmaid's Tale. So it just took over. I was getting caught up. And then I do have a funny story. So my mom, she asked me like 3 times, have you been watching The Empress? And I was like, no, like I haven't even heard of this show. She's like, you'll love it. You've got to watch The Empress. And I was like, okay. And so I started, but she sends me a link and it's like Die Wissenschaft or whatever. And I'm like, what is this weird name of the show? Like, I thought it was called The Empress. And then it starts and I'm like, oh my word, this is dubbed. Like this is in a different language. I look it up. It was made in Germany. And so I message her, I'm like, how are you watching this with the bad dubbing? Like, how can you even stand it? And she was like, well, I know their mouths get off sometimes with the sound, like, but I'm watching it on my phone. I was like, but you do realize this was filmed in German, correct? And she was like, nope.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. How did you, I mean, I realize you're watching it on your phone, but mother literally made it a different language.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, my gosh.
How did you know? I was like, well, their words don't match. I don't, how did you not know?
Oh. So,
yeah. Haven't gotten fully into dealing with the dubbing of The Empress, but yeah, I don't know if I will, but I did think that was pretty funny. Like, wow,
that is funny.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. And then my bedtime routine has been taking a hit too, Katie.
Oh no.
So it had been so consistent for so long. And I mean, I was getting my bath usually almost every night. Like, it was more rare that I wouldn't get a bath than I would. And since we've gotten into the school year, our evenings are so busy. And then on top of that, Roman isn't around as much. And so then when it gets to the point where I have the girls in bed, he's like, you're going to watch a show with me, aren't you? And I'm like, I love that my 16-year-old wants to watch a show with me, but I also get sort of resentful. And I'm like, but I was going to take a bath, kid. Aww. And so it has been getting sacrificed a lot. And I know the payoff is like my 16-year-old is hanging out with me.
Yeah.
He just like blooms and starts talking to the point where I'm like, he follows me up to my bedroom and then I'm like going in my bedroom and I stand there for a while and he keeps going. And it's like, I love everything you have to say, but I think I'm going to have to cut you off here and we're going to have to pick it up tomorrow because it's now 11:30 and I'm really tired. But I love though that he wants to. And so I'm trying to really balance that out and not get too like caught up about it, but it has been rough to be losing a lot of that like wind down time for myself. So
I bet because I know how critical it's been for me, so I can imagine
yeah, the
lack of it would be really hard.
Well, and like normally like throughout the summer and everything I would get maybe a little bit of time with him, or we would have hung out earlier and then I would go spend a little time with Nick and then I would come home and then I could do my stuff or, you know, whatever, like I could make it all work. But now it's like there, everybody needs me. And one day I even was like, we managed like right after school, I was like, hey Roman, you want to watch a little bit of our show? Like, let's watch it now. It's like 4 o'clock or whatever. And then I thought like, okay, I've got it in. I got in the time. So this evening I could take my bath. And then as soon as we got the girls down, he's like, want to pick up where we left off? I was like,
oh, so cute.
Yes. I do. Okay. But yeah, so it hasn't been going like I would normally like it to, but it's been I understand the trade-off, but yeah. I am going to have to like figure out, I think, a different plan.
Yeah.
Like get a little, at least like reserve like certain nights where it's like, okay, this night, actually he's been wanting to go game with Nick. And so it's like, well, maybe some nights you just need to go game with Nick. I can take my bath while you game. So
isn't that funny? That trade-off is like what we do when our kids are like preschool. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That with your 16-year-old. Like,
I know. Go play with someone. But I mean, I do love, like the other night he was like, can you braid my hair? And I mean, if you guys haven't seen, Roman's got long, luscious locks, and he's decided that he wants to be a Viking for Halloween. And so he wanted to like try out his Viking braids. So we did that whole thing. And I mean, what chance do you have to sit down and braid your 16-year-old son's
hair? Yeah, it's so true.
I was like, I never thought I'd see this day. And this is really interesting. But I mean, he loved it and, you know, it was good. It's just, it doesn't quite look like what I, you know, would normally want it to look like, but that's okay. That's okay. So, and as far as then like number eight, getting enough sleep. Well, when he's keeping me up watching Only Murders in the Building, it makes it a little tough.
Those go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm definitely recouping on the weekends a little bit and trying to not let it go too late some of the nights, but there is that trade-off of like, okay, I'm not going to be able to spend time with him and get the bath. Or and see Nick, it's going to be like one of the three.
Yeah.
So.
Well, for your next 5 weeks, I think you just blame it on the challenge. You just say, hey, so I'm doing this challenge. I've got to have this wind down. When could we fit in? When would be another time we could fit in quality time? But you just blame it on the challenge. Let that be your scapegoat and then get a good routine going. And maybe you create a new quality time.
Yeah. Or if I can even get the girls to bed earlier, then I could spend time with him a little bit earlier or get my bath and then watch something with him or something like that. It's just like, I'm finding this many weeks into the year now, like the things that when I've just gotten like, okay, I'm so tired, I can't do any more of it. But then I'm paying the price the next morning when I haven't prepped for the morning the night before and stuff like that. So I'm really realizing like, okay, these are the non-negotiables. Like guys, you don't like when I'm grumpy in the morning, which means you need to get your bag packed the night before. And you know, like there are some things we just have to make happen so that I don't lose my mind. And one of those might be like girls getting to bed earlier so I can get that time and then he can have a little bit of time. But yeah. And a lot of it, I am also, it's either mom, come hang out with me, or can I do it after I hang out with Ben, after I game with Ben? Like, Ben, you're ruining my bath. So.
Well, you just let me know and I'll cut the Wi-Fi and then
probably. There you go. There you go.
I can help you out here.
Yes, you can. So yeah, I think that it's been good for me, like you were saying, to dive into some of these things, do some research, figure out what's going to really work for me and what's the non-negotiable and what isn't, and keep tweaking it. I think we really talked about this last time and we emphasized it on the last challenge podcast that you have to make this challenge what you need. Like we didn't want to make it so specific that it was like, you had to drink this much water, you had to read this many minutes a day, you had to go to bed at this time, you had to take these supplements. We were more like, no, take these guidelines and make them work for you. And I really feel like this last 5 weeks has been that experimentation for me of figuring out, well, what does that look like for me and what is going to work? And so hopefully the next five may not be perfect, but hopefully I will build on what I did in the last five.
Yeah. You know what direction you're heading now. And now you just have to prioritize it and maybe get your family on board and go that direction.
Yeah.
Simple,
so,
right?
Simple. So simple. Everybody just get on board. It's going to be great. Okay. So you guys can still go and download that challenge guide that we have that really talks more about all these 8 things and helps you to be able to write down some ideas to customize them for yourself and figure out what you want to do for each of these different areas and some questions to think about all of the different areas. You can also track your progress. We have a really fun little tracker in there for all 8 of the things, places to take notes and really kind of dive in on it. You can even just like print out what the 8 things are. So you can post it around your house or write them down on a post-it note or something. I find that's another big one for me is just having them visible.
So you and your post-it notes.
Yes, I know. It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
And just wallpapering the house and post-it notes. But it is helpful for me to be like, okay, though it keeps it in front of my face. Like, oh yeah, those are the 8 things. That's what I'm working on. So yeah. We've got even like a little like assessment that you can do in that guide where you kind of rate the level that you're at on a lot of these different things, like how often you are taking your supplements or exercising or that kind of thing. So it kind of gives you a basis of what you're working from and where you're trying to go to. And it's just kind of fun. So you can find that at mackenziekoppa.com/news and be able to sign up there.
Yeah. So
I think that's it. For this week.
Yep. Onward. Continue
yes.
on.
Yes. Level up or level just up. Try to do a better job than you did last month if you're on the same train I'm on. So. All right. Thank you for joining me, Katie.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye. Alright, ladies, that's it for this week's episode of Live Well Anyway. Thank you so much for joining me again, for telling your friends, for leaving those ratings and reviews in iTunes and Spotify. I so appreciate it when you do that because it just helps get the word out about the show and lets other people know what we've got going on here. If you would ever like to have some input on that, I would love to hear from you on Instagram. So head over to Instagram, search Mackenzie Coppa. You can find me there, direct message me. Let's chat. What would you like to see on the podcast? What would you like to hear? Or on the YouTube channel that I am finally getting going. I would love for your feedback and to get to know you better. All right. If you want any of the links from this episode, you can swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the show on. You can also head over to mackenziekoppa.com and find all of our show notes for all of our episodes there. I so appreciate when you shop through any of our affiliate links or with our sponsors. It helps to keep the lights on around here and helps to support me and all of these children that I have. So thank you so much for all of your help and your support. It means so much to me. You'll just never know. I am so grateful for this platform and for my audience that really feels more like friends. You guys are awesome. Thank you for listening every week. All right, one last final little bit of business right now. We are actually going to be having a hiatus next week. There will be no podcast, but there should be a YouTube video. So again, head over to youtube.com/MackenzieKoppa and you can find me there. We'll still have newsletters and Patreon and all of that going on, but there won't be a podcast next week. So I will see you again the last week of October here on Live Well Anyway. Until then, go be bold and gracious.